some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Rated G Radio tonight. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and tonight we've got an action-packed hour with Rebecca Fisk. She is coming back on to take your calls tonight. She is an intuitive celebrity psychic, and she is yours for the asking tonight, and she'll be taking your calls in just a couple of moments. But before we bring Rebecca on, I always want to do a little housekeeping and tell you where we've been for the week, also where we're going, and to make sure you know how to stay connected to us 6 days a week, because that's how often we're live. But tonight, Rebecca will take your calls in just a couple of moments. If I've screened your calls, I will tell you, we've got a huge full lineup of callers already. So if you haven't called in, you got to do it now, because we've got a line out the door and around the block. So just know that we're going to get to as many callers as we possibly can tonight. But here's the preview for the week. Monday, we had comic John Cooperman talking about things that are going on in the world, including his mother-in-law recently going back to the Philippines. He's very excited about that. I will tell you, if you listen to Monday's show, we had that. You remember the movie Contact with Jodie Foster, and there's that, like, you know, period of time that's unaccounted for? That's the first 5 minutes of the show, because my internet decided that it needed to reset itself to get everything going 3 minutes before the show started. So you'll have about 5 minutes you can fast forward on Monday's show, and then we get into the fun. Last night we had Sharman McGraw, and she's an author, but she came on to talk about pituitary tumors and Cushing's disease. Now, as exciting as that might sound, I've never had in the 4 years I've done the show where I've said, okay, we are at a cliffhanger now. We can't find out what happens until the next time we can get Sharman on, which is actually in the middle of June. So we had to cut her off mid-story, and I'm not kidding. It is such a fascinating story, her journey and how she became passionate about living, you know, disease-free and all of that good stuff that you want to do. You got to listen to part one of the interview, and then we'll have her back in June for the rest. Tomorrow on Rated LGBT Radio, we have my co-host Rob Watson. We're welcoming TLC, that's the Learning Channels, Luke Loy. He's going to come on and talk about things that he's involved with in shooting reality TV, so that will be fun. Friday in the Friday Night Dance Party, we have musician Eric EQ Young out of San Francisco. He's coming on to talk about his music and his journey as a musician. That's the now kind of regular 7 p.m. start time. And then Saturday morning, it's Super Gay Radio with my co-host Paul in Mass, and it's an uncensored hour, not for the kids. And we just talk about whatever Paul wants to talk about, and he has guests call in. It's a fun hour, and it does fly by. So if you'd like to tune into that, that's Saturday at 8 o'clock. Now, without further ado, it's my pleasure to bring back on Rebecca, our psychic, Fisk. Rebecca, how are you tonight? I say that, and then I'm going like, Rebecca, I don't hear you, so let's try this again. Rebecca, are you there? I wonder if we have a technical problem, because I will tell you that I'm not hearing Rebecca, and so I'm going to type to her on Facebook here. Rebecca, are you there? I can't hear you. I see you, Rebecca. Can you try to connect again or call in? Okay, so there we go. So while Rebecca does that, I will tell you, I've had some really cool stuff happening in the last couple of days that I can't wait to talk to you about. I've got a brand new candle and essential oil line that's coming out through CBT Candle later on this year. We're going to be shooting for a June launch date, and I'll be sharing that information with you on my website. We'll also be talking about it on the show in the weeks to come, but I'm very impressed with the company and the direction that we're going to create some very unique things for you, the listeners, to, you know, smell and enjoy and get, you know, the healing therapeutic benefits of essential oils. I can't wait to have you do that. Also, on the music front, I will tell you that very cool news on numberonemusic.com, my single Sweat and Testify, which was just released 3 weeks ago on SoundCloud and hit something like 305,000 hits in the first 2 weeks. And then also on Spotify, it hasn't even been on Spotify for a full week yet, like 35,000 hits. And that's just people organically finding it. It is going absolutely nuts. On the numberonemusic.com charts this week, it is the number three song for hip hop. I've got a number three single that I am singing, and I am on the hip hop charts. I can't even believe it, but I encourage you to go and check it out. If you're not friends with me on Facebook, you can certainly friend request me. I'm at The Garrett Miller. and I post that, or you can join my public group page for Garrett Miller, and you'll get all kinds of updates and fun things that are going on. Also, as you are thinking about connecting to the show on a regular basis, there's a little button at the top left hand of the show page there. It says follow. And if you press that follow button, you will actually have the opportunity to get email or text notifications, your pick, 6 days a week for the correct link of the show. And that will then connect you directly in, and you can listen at your leisure. We had the show is or was up as a podcast on iTunes. I've actually had to go and ask the people at Blog Talk what's going on, because we're having trouble with that right now. So we'll have I think it's called an RSS feed. We'll have that fixed shortly, so you can start downloading all of those episodes on your iPhone or iPad or whatever, and take me on the road with you. Let's see if we've got Rebecca back now. Rebecca, are you there? See, Rebecca, I see you, but we are not hearing you. So if that is the case, I'm going to ask if you could just call in, if that would be possible, and then, you know, we'll do it that way. Hate to make it, you know, so here's the thing. We've got this great new system called Direct Connect, and Blog Talk is very excited about having all of the people, you know, dial in on this, and it's like Skype, except it's not Skype. And when it works really, really well. And when it doesn't work, it's like this. And so I have my guests who I'm trying to, you know, connect this way so that they sound as fantastic as just being on like a regular studio line. And when it works great. But then if it doesn't work, it usually doesn't work really, really badly. And that's what's been happening here. So I apologize to everybody as we get the show going, but we're going to get there. It's just, you know, well, Rebecca, she's already pinged me on Facebook, says, I'm going to be dialing in, so we'll be looking for Rebecca's number in just a couple of moments. We've got a lot of callers asking about love. We've got callers asking about their jobs, which is always popular, money. We've got a couple of questions about moving and even spiritual pathways. So there's all kinds of questions that you, the listeners, have tonight. I will tell you that if you ask a question in the Blog Talk chat room tonight, it is, I don't want to say it's highly probable that we'll do our best to get to your question, but we really want you to call in so you can talk to Rebecca live. And when you do that, that's when we'll be able to go in and you can actually spend some time with her, because when you type the question in, we don't go back and forth and try to figure out what's going on. Rebecca just answers the question and it's like, okay, that's it. We don't wait for return chit chat on the chat or on the Blog Talk chat room. So that's what's going on. I've also seen across the country today that, like Denver, they got snowed in and there's all kinds of bad, bad weather, which is just absolutely crazy. You know, because here in the, you know, in Southern California, I'm in Huntington Beach. It was like 76 today in Long Beach. I got to hang out with the people at CBT Candle and hear all about the things that they're working on, and really, really cool products. All natural candles, and they're made with essential oil. So not only are you able to get, something that's, you know, made naturally and is, you want natural. You don't want the icky stuff. You want like the soy candles and things like that. But then you want the benefits of the essential oils. And they have these amazing fragrances that they've come up with. So if you go to CBTcandles.com, you'll actually see all the candles that they've got there. And they do celebrity candle lines, which is really, really awesome. And that's not something that you see every day, because you're not going to find, the stores in the mall carrying, you know, like the Sheena Metal on the Beach collection or the, you know, Sissy Silk collection or anything like that. You're just going to find, plain old regular candles, and CBT Candles makes awesome candles. Okay. I think we've got Rebecca here. So Rebecca, my dear, can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you. Actually, I've been able to hear you for most of the broadcast.
Yeah. But I couldn't hear you.
Well,
anyway,
I'm guessing technical stuff on my end, but,
you never know. I don't know with the Direct Connect if it's an issue on your end or if it's an issue with Blog Talk. I'm going to blame Blog Talk. So I'm sorry, everybody, for the 10 minutes that you had to listen to me blabber here. So, Rebecca, real quick. So, you know, I usually chit chat with you some more, but do you want to start off tonight with any type of a meditation, or do you have words of wisdom for folks before we have callers, you know, ask you their burning questions tonight?
You know, I'm going to keep it really brief just because I know we lost several minutes here with the technical stuff. The main thing that I want to say to everybody is, you know, March has been intense. We're about, 3/4 of the way through the month. And we had a solar eclipse at the beginning of the month. We just had the solstice over the weekend. And then we had a lunar eclipse this morning. So we've had two eclipses and the solstice all in 1 month within just a couple of weeks. And so a lot of people are really getting very emotional. They're feeling out of sorts, out of balance. Things seem to be either more difficult or not flowing quite as easily. And so, you know, what I want to suggest to you, and I've had to take this advice myself, and that is, you know, when you start to feel that way, take a couple of deep breaths and find your center. Just go back into yourself. Find that place within you that helps you feel grounded and connected to all that is, and connect to that wisdom and that knowledge that we're all being cared for by something bigger than ourselves, that there is an energy of God, the universe, that is always helping us, that we always have angels guiding us and taking care of us. And so if you can remember that, take some deep breaths, get grounded, get centered, find that peacefulness, and keep going. That being said, if you're feeling an overwhelming sense of anger or any other kind of emotion, make sure that when you have an appropriate time by yourself, spend some time doing some processing of those emotions so you can release them. Because when those emotions build up, that buildup is what tends to throw us off balance or out of kilter, much more so than anything else. So when you give yourself an opportunity to release that pressure valve, if you will, then everything kind of flows more easily and we're able to stay more centered and grounded even if there's chaos going on around us. So anyway, that's my little two cents tonight.
I love that. And we're going to start taking calls, but I do want to remind everybody, and we usually do this about the half hour mark, but we may just cruise through it. So I want to make sure we talk about it now. If you'd like a private reading with Rebecca, we've got a link to her website. If you're having a housewarming, bachelorette, birthday, corporate event, anniversary, any type of group gathering and would like to have really fun events, you know, contact Rebecca. She is great. I've gone to places where she's done group events, and I will tell you, everybody there just leaves flabbergasted at how awesome an experience that they have. She's also got a Facebook fan page, and she's got a brand new redesigned website that's easier than ever to navigate through. So if you want to go and check that out, all of the links are right there on the show page, and you can go and ask your questions, get a private session set up with her, and make sure you mention that you heard her here on Rated G Radio. So, Rebecca, I'm ready to dive in if you are.
I am ready, Garrett. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Our first caller tonight is Lisa. Lisa's calling about love. And Lisa, you are now live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Lisa. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I don't know. We keep my significant other and I. Do you see any hope for us?
Well, you know, what I want to say is that I get that there's actually quite a lot of there's quite a lot of love there, but I see that the part of him that you feel very kind of safe and protected and stable by, it's also the part that's immovable. And when you need some flexibility, he doesn't always have it. So it makes you feel like you're working with somebody who's immovable, and it makes you feel unsupported. But what I want to say is beneath that, there's actually quite a connection between the two of you, and there's quite an acceptance and a respect for each other. So it's, you know, let me, what is his first name? Let me ask you that.
Bob.
So he's somebody who is slow to embrace new ideas. It's not that he doesn't want to be more supportive. It's that it just takes a very long time for him to learn something new. He likes the old traditional ways of doing things. And so it's almost like to try to get him to do something new or to try to behave in a different way is not for lack of him wanting to do it. It's that it takes a tremendous amount of time and effort for him to go against something that feels comfortable. It's and there's also, I don't want to say it's judgment, But he has an attitude of, well, it's been good enough all this time. Why isn't it good enough now? So the problem with that is because the two people in a relationship are always growing and changing, there has to be some allowance of movement and flexibility in the dynamics that change in the relationship as the two people grow. And so you're growing and want to explore new levels of connection, and he's not in that frame of mind. So it's one of those things where you have to decide if there's something else you want to try. I mean, the only thing that comes to mind that might work with him is if you do the men are from Mars, women are from Venus stuff, because it's been around for a while and it really does identify how he behaves as a man and in relationships. So that's something that might resonate for him, and it might be a good place for the two of you to start. But otherwise, you know, I just see that he's somebody who's very, very slow to catch on and catch up, if you will, and that, you know, it's up to you at this point if you want to try to do something a little different or introduce him to something different and see if that helps resolve the issues for you. So it's, yeah, there's a possibility here, but like I said, of all of the different types of relationship approaches there are to deepening a connection, I feel like the Mars-Venus stuff is the thing that stands out as something that he might connect with.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so it's not you. There's nothing wrong. It's that he's old-fashioned, and it's for him, it's like if it's good enough, it's good enough. And so, if you know, giving him an opportunity to see things differently is what will help this relationship move forward. And it just is going to depend on whether or not you're willing to take the time, have the patience, and the energy to do that.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You are so welcome. I thank you for the call. Keep me posted. You know, I just want to reiterate, there's a very good connection there, and he really does care very much about you. So it's not about whether or not he loves you. He does love you. It's whether or not he's capable of changing in the way that you would like him to. And really beneath that is, can the two of you change and grow in a way that works for both of you?
That's true. That's true.
Okay. So up to you. Keep me posted. He does love you. Remember that.
Well, thank you again.
You're okay. So welcome.
Thank you for your call,
Lisa.
Lisa. And we're going to go to Christine next. And Christine is calling about her job. Christine, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. Happy spring and happy full moon.
I'm
very interested in getting a permanent job. I have a temporary job right now. What do you see coming up for me?
Okay, so the very first thing that comes up is this is a lesson for you. These temporary jobs, the short term, instead of having something that's stable and long lasting. Part of this is for you to know that stable, long-lasting feeling that you're looking for is really coming from yourself. It has nothing to do with where you're working and how long you're working. It has to do with you being comfortable with who you are and knowing and trusting that there will always be enough. Okay? All of that being said, I understand that the desire to want to have something that is long-lasting and continual. Let's see here. So I'm hearing the numbers 2 and 3, and so these are somehow significant with your current situation. Let's see here. And I want to say that I see you staying where you are probably through August to September. As far as this becoming a permanent position for you, I want to say that there's something that is coming up that will either be at the same place or is in the same industry at least, and that opportunity will present itself. I want to say I'm hearing July. So it may be that they want to either move you to a different department or there's another company that does the same thing, looking to bring somebody like you into a position that they have available. But you are somebody who is very good and consistent about completion. And so whatever that is, whatever that opportunity is, that you won't actually look into taking it until you've completed what your current project is. That's just the way you are, which is, you know, you dot all of your I's, you cross your T's, you're very consistent, and you also believe in fulfilling whatever obligations you have. So you're somebody who always makes the best of whatever's going on.
Yes.
All of that being said, I want to just ask quickly, let me just check in a second here and see if I can tune into why this feeling of wanting this stability. There's a couple of things that come up. The first thing that comes up is your dad. Were you guys a military family?
No.
But it feels like that to me. So what comes up is that it feels almost like you guys were a military family and that you didn't really get to have a sense of something staying consistent for you in the times that you wanted it to. So that doesn't mean that you moved around a lot. It means that you yourself had a difficult time finding your own stability and foundation within yourself. So it's something that's still going on today. Okay, so let's see here. So I know this is going to sound a little corny, but what I want to suggest to you is I want to suggest a daily practice, and it will only take you a couple of minutes, maybe a few, every day. And what I want you to do is when you get up in the morning, I want you to take a few minutes and journal about what is the same, what is staying consistent in your life, what feels the same, what is the same, so that you can start to see the connection between what happens that's consistent in your life. And it could be something as simple as, I still live in the same house today. Or it could be, I'm still using the same toothpaste because I like that toothpaste the best. It could be, yep, I still had hot water this morning. But these little teeny tiny things that remind you that you do have a stable, consistent, supported foundation in your life so that you can start to get comfortable with it. Because right now your sense of stability is from the things that you feel you can control. And that regarding your work life, once you have a position, you feel like you can control how you contribute in the position that you're working in, but you don't feel a sense of security about anything else related to it or to your life. It always feels like somebody's going to pull the rug out from under you.
Yes.
And so if you can start to acknowledge the things that are a firm foundation under your feet, and you can, you know, document the things that are the same, that you're okay, that I woke up this morning and I'm in the same house that I love, and I, you know, the sun is coming up just like I expected it to, that, you know, they seem like very trivial things, but they're not. Because for you, once you can get this into your subconscious, that you have a firm foundation beneath you, that's something much bigger than your current job, you'll start to get some peacefulness within you.
Okay.
Okay. Does this all make sense to you? Because I know it seems trivial, but it really is coming back to that basic, you know, that little girl who needs to feel like everything's okay.
Yeah. It's not trivial.
I can tell you everything is okay, and I can tell you that till I'm blue in my face. But if you don't feel it, it's not going to make a difference how many times I say it. So it's the little things. Go out and look at the flowers that are blooming. It's springtime. We can see that it's springtime. It's evident because the flowers are blooming now. Whatever those little signs are, little things, the more that you can take notice of them, the more you're going to start to have a sense of peacefulness within you.
I got you.
Yeah, that's the important thing. Okay, you can do this. I would love to hear from you, so please keep in touch and let me know how you're doing.
I will, okay? Rebecca. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. I wish you all the best.
And our next caller tonight is Scott, and Scott is calling about his business. Scott, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Scott. I'm doing great. How can I help you today?
Well, besides I'm
Garrett was right. Your website's perfect. I just made an appointment for you tomorrow.
Awesome.
I have like 10 questions I wanted to ask you, and I think I'd rather do that off air. But there's just one that I'd like to see what you see my business is going to happen with this year.
Okay. All right. So the very first thing that I want to say too is I know that there's a feeling of overwhelm right now. And there's also, I want to say there's a lot of paperwork that is very frustrating to you at this moment. So what I want to say to you is take one thing at a time. Really take the time in the mornings, first thing, spend that 10 or 15 minutes and prioritize what do you have to do today. Because there's some things you've been thinking about, and I want to say that there's some legal issues that are coming up that need to be done. But they don't have to be done right now, but you're letting yourself get worried about them. Okay, my impression is that the legal stuff, April is fine. So you've got a couple of weeks yet in March that you can get some of the other little things going because you need to get them going so that the business starts to run. Okay, and I don't know specifically what those things are, but I know that there's two or three. They seem like little things, but you already know that once you put these two or three things in place, the business will start to go and not quite run itself, but at least you'll be able to start moving forward and you'll have a means with which to start making to make money. So the legal stuff is fine. It's, you definitely have to pay attention to the things that have been highlighted. I definitely get that there's some things that you'll need to sign and that there are highlighted sections in this document. And but I want to say that the attorney that you're working with, there's two. So one of these situations where one of these attorneys is right on, and he's not rushing you. He's telling you to take your time, and he'll explain as much as you want him to explain. The other person's trying to get this rushed through, and I feel like it's because it's not in your best interest. So don't rush when you're signing these legal papers, okay? And it could even be regarding a real estate contract. But it is a contract that's multiple pages that is legal documentation, okay?
Okay.
So so that will be okay. Take your time with it. If it takes a little longer, it's okay. But these other two things, if you can get them in place in the next couple of weeks, it would be good for you. April is going to be the ramping up month. May, you'll start to feel like you can take a breath and things, you'll kind of have things the way that you would like them to be. So take your time, cross your T's, dot your I's, and trust your intuition. But this is going to be good. It's going to be good. The main thing that I'm getting aside from this is don't be in too much of a rush. This is one of those businesses where if you allow yourself to build the business slowly and get very loyal clients, your business is going to do very, very well for a very long time. Mm-hmm. If you try to do the short and get a whole bunch of clients initially, then you don't nurture that relationship with them. It'll have those high tides and low tides. And really, for you with this business, it could be something where it's very consistent. You have a little bit of highs and lows, but for the most part, your core business is very stable and consistent. And that's what I wish for you, and that's what's possible here. So take your time. Trust your intuition. Don't be in too much of a rush. Like I said, get these two or three things in place over the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. And by May, June, you'll see kind of a well-oiled machine happening. It might not be to the volume that you want, but it will be slowly building up and up and up, and that's what you want.
Okay.
Okay?
Good. That sounds great.
And I'm glad you like the website.
Oh, yeah, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 12 o'clock.
Okay. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott, for your call. Have a good night.
Our next call is
Mary, and Mary is calling about a move that she's questioning. Mary, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Mary. How can I help you?
Well, I have decided that I was going to downsize about a month ago. I have a lease that was due to expire at the end of May. And the manager suggested that this would be a good time to take the opportunity of an apartment that was being remodeled because most likely the rents are going to go up again. And So I'm waiting for this to be ready for me to move in. But the last week or so, there's been this holdup and avoidance through management. I was thinking that I should be, you know, moving quicker, and I've been packing, and I've been putting some things in the apartment of the lady next to me because she doesn't have a lot of furniture, and she suggested I do that. But it seemed like every time I tried to sit down and talk with him and get this worked out before the first of the month, it's always like he's too busy. And also in the meantime, they're showing the property to people that may possibly end up buying. So I'm kind of caught in the middle. For the second time, I've made another arrangement to try to get him tomorrow, and he said, well, I'll be busy, I'll try, but it seems like I'm getting put off. I'm a little confused where this is going, and I kind of feel like I'm lost in the middle here, how things are going to
work. Right. Okay. So let me just make sure I have this, that I understand this. So the landlord told you that there's another apartment that's smaller that's going to be available, and has basically said that you could move into that one when it's available. But is there also a purchase of the property involved? Is that what you said?
That has been up for, discussion for a while. There's been people looking around, investors, and I think there's, you know, some talk of that. Whether or not they, you know, they've got anybody, I don't know just yet. But they're really raising rents and fixing the place up.
Okay. So here's the thing. So basically, you know, what I'm getting is your landlord doesn't have any control over this. That the person, the manager who's telling you that he can get you into this other apartment, my impression is he's being told to wait. And that what's happening is, the current owners are telling anybody who's looking at the property that, oh, yeah, we're doing this remodel, and then we're going to put it up for lease for this amount of money. And in the meantime, the other units are occupied. So for them to come in and say, oh, we have this person in this unit, but she's going to come into this other one, it doesn't look good for them, okay? So my impression is that, yes, the landlord is putting you off right now.
Well, he can get a lot more money for my unit because it's bigger. So that was his favor, see.
Right, and I understand that. But my impression is that because your unit is currently okay and occupied and the other unit isn't finished yet, if he's showing the building to other people, he doesn't want to say that he's moving you into the smaller unit. That's something that would come up later. Okay, so for whatever reason, I do feel like it's not moving smoothly right now. My impression is I'm hearing by, Monday. Monday you will get some clarity on what's happening here.
On Monday.
Okay. But
he told me
on Monday.
He probably would be around today, and then he was busy, and then
no, not yet. Not yet.
I said, what about tomorrow? And he said, well, if you can catch me in the morning or something. So it's like he wants me to know he's so busy, you know, and that makes me wonder when before he was wanting to talk to me and get things resolved. And I owe a little bit of money, which I want to make up before the end of the month. So my record, in other words, is clear going into the first of the month.
Right. I understand that. So if you can be patient and just wait, my impression is that Monday everything will get clarified for you. So,
how do you feel about it? Is it going to be on the terms I was offered, or is there going to be, you know, something come up that is not going to, you know?
The only thing that comes up as questionable is whether or not he's going to offer it to you for the same price.
That's what I'm worried about, because stay where I'm at, I'm paying $110 more than I would be paying if I move into a smaller place.
Right.
However, they could get a lot more money than what I was paying if I stay here.
Right. I understand all of that. So here's the thing. Have the conversation with him. Again, I feel like it's Monday. I hear the 28th. In the meantime, you have a lease until May. So you're okay no matter what. Just relax. You're protected.
Well, what concerns me is I have a place to move to, even if it's between now and May, and he offered his men to help move me. But if I wait till May, and
no, that's not what I'm saying. Okay, so let me back up. I want you to take a breath because I guess that you're really stressed out about this.
Oh, I am, and I've got half my things over at this neighbor's apartment.
I know. Take a breath. It's okay. You have time. You will get your clarity on Monday, and you will be able to move forward after you've had a conversation with him. But you can't do anything until you've had a conversation with him. So if he contacts you before Monday, great. If he doesn't, my impression is that you will be able to have a conversation with him at least by Monday and get everything resolved at that point. Okay. Right now his energy feels very muddled, and that's what you're picking up on, and that's why you don't feel sure. So, you know, I would love to say, yes, he's absolutely going to keep his word to you. I feel like he himself has some stress going on regarding the renovations. So go back, you know, when you have the conversation with him, remind him of what he promised you and then see what happens. But my impression is that moving forward, you're going to be okay.
Oh, okay.
So,
bad feeling that.
I don't get a bad feeling. And the reality is that it's, you know, because he's offered you the opportunity. He offered that to you.
He suggested
you,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
right, because you're a good tenant. So you can remind him of all of those things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you don't have to be in a rush. You have some time. So anyway, enjoy the weekend. It's spring. We've got Easter coming up.
Right,
take a breath.
That's even more
relax,
stressful.
And then talk to him and then see what happens. But you're going to be fine.
Okay.
You're going to be just fine. Just relax, okay?
Yeah. All right. Well,
Mary,
thank you for your call. Happy Easter to you, too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take good care.
And before we get to our next caller, I just want to give a big shout-out to Simon, who is calling in, or he's actually in the Blog Talk chat room right now, and he's pinging us from the UK. So, Simon, thanks for being up really early and checking back in with us. Both Rebecca and I love to hear you in the chat room, so thank you for that. We're going to our next caller here, and it's Mike, and he's calling about a new job that he's got, and he wants to know how it's going. Mike, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, Mike. Nice to hear from you tonight. And I'm sorry, I just want to digress for 1 second. I just want to say, hi, Simon. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. It's always nice to know that you're hanging out with us from all the way across the pond. So anyway, thanks, Mike, for letting me do that.
Oh, absolutely.
How can I help
absolutely.
You?
Yeah.
How can
well,
I help you?
I just started a new sales job for a large .com. And I want to kind of get some insight from you on how you feel money and advancement or anything like that around it.
Okay. Well, the very first thing that I want to say is I love your enthusiasm about this. And so if right now it's the learning curve time, but you're really good at sales. You're really good at connecting with your customer and getting inside their head to understand what it is that they need, and then you being able to deliver on an option that will best serve them. So you're really, really good at this. My impression is for you with this that you could do very, very, very well. It just depends on how well you like the company and what they're doing. And right now my impression is that you like everything about it at this time. So is this the job you're going to have for the rest of your life? I don't think so, because you want to do more. There's more in you than what this is able to give you. But at the same time, for right now and for the near future, this feels like a very good fit for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And again, I was being selective in the sense of, you know, something, a product that I could get behind where you're just not putting somebody over a barrel just to make a sale.
Exactly. No, I get it. I totally get that. And again, that's where your skills of how you deal with people and really getting inside their head to understand what they need. I think that sometimes you help people understand what they need more than they understood it before they had the conversation with you. And so you're really good at this, and I feel like you're going to do very, very well.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I always appreciate it.
Oh, well, you're so welcome. Thanks for calling in, and congrats on the new job.
Way to go,
thank
Mike.
You.
Okay.
Woo-hoo!
There we go. And our next caller is Rose, and Rose is calling about love. Rose,
hi,
you're
Rebecca.
Live with Rebecca.
Hi, Rose. How can I help you today?
I'm single. I want to know, what do you see for me with regards to my love life?
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to say that I see that you are very choosy, and I'm glad that you are. So I know that you probably have girlfriends that say, well, you're too picky. And I say to everybody, be picky, be choosy. You don't want to settle. You want to be with somebody who is a good fit. And so you're doing that. So you're being choosy, and I'm glad to see that. I'm hearing 2017 for you for a relationship. I'm also seeing that as far as whether or not you marry this person or make this a permanent situation, it's, the choice will be yours. So this person will be wooing you. Let's see here. And I feel like with this person, it's very comfortable. I feel like there is a piece of you that is looking for somebody who's stable and consistent, that you've had the roller coaster relationships in the past, and that you're looking for somebody who's more comfortable than that, that you're really looking for somebody who's stable and consistent and reliable, because that's been lacking for you. Let's see here. The main thing is, there's a part of you that can be very guarded, and it's understandable because of the pain that you've had from these previous relationships. And so, you know, what I'm getting is that I'm seeing that this gentleman may have to work pretty hard to get you to trust him. And so what I want to say to you is that it's important that you find a place where you can trust yourself. Because when we are going into relationships with somebody else and we're not trusting easily based on our previous history of either being burned or betrayed by somebody, really at the bottom line, it's that we're not trusting ourselves. We go into relationships thinking we can trust somebody. And when we've been betrayed, we look at the other person who's caused the betrayal, but beneath that, we question whether or not we can trust ourselves in our own judgment. And so what I want to suggest to you is that you really dig deep within yourself and start trusting your own intuition so that you know that you can trust yourself to make good decisions for you. You know, I know that there are times when you've met somebody, people are like, oh, he's really nice, you should go out with him. If it doesn't feel right, don't do it. Do what feels right. You really can trust yourself. You are intuitive, but you're also very loving and compassionate, and you don't want to judge anybody. So what I want to say to you is, when your intuition tells you that somebody is not a fit for you, you're not judging that person. You're just saying, no, thank you. It just doesn't work for me. It's not about judging them. It's not about, oh, I should give everybody a chance. You don't have to give everybody a chance. Allow those who feel like a good match to show up and see what happens. And you'll start to learn that you really can trust yourself. Okay? So, again, I'm hearing since 2017, you know, start doing things that you're interested in. If you like to cook, take some cooking classes. Whatever it is that you like to do that you're interested in, start doing those things in your life. Because, you know, I always tell people, if you want to do the online sites for dating, that's fine. But there are three things that it takes to make a relationship work: compatibility, communication, and chemistry. So if you're out there doing things that you love to do and you meet somebody in an environment where you're doing what you love, that person has shown up in that environment, hopefully for the same reason. So you're already dealing with the compatibility part. Then you just have to look at whether there's chemistry and the communication. So start doing the things you love to do. And start loving your life. The more that you're in love with your life, that you elevate your frequency of being in love, even if it's not with another person, that frequency of being in love is very attractive and everybody wants to be around it. So the more that you're loving yourself and taking care of you, the more people are going to show up for you.
All right, thank you.
Okay? All right, okay. Well, keep us posted. Okay,
all right.
And you take good care.
Thank you, Rose. And our next caller is calling Sherman, and Sherman is calling about a job. Sherman, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how you doing, Rebecca?
Hi, Sherman. I'm doing great. How can I help you?
Yes, I've been searching for jobs, and I was just wondering if I was going to have a job pretty soon, or what kind of job would it be?
Okay, so I actually do see you working. And what I want to ask you is, have you done stuff either in a machine shop or some type of metal work? Because I'm seeing something that looks like either some type of construction, but it also looks like it's some type of metal work.
Well, I've done like lumberjacking, dealing with chainsaws, and you know, things of that nature.
Okay,
I've dealt with metal, yeah.
Okay, so it could be that it's what I want to say is I'm seeing a lot of metal. I am seeing nails. I'm seeing people doing some type of welding also. So I'm not sure if that fits in with what you've done before, but this is what I'm seeing. I mean, I definitely see you doing something with your hands. I definitely see you doing something that is physical. It's either building or it's something along those lines. But again, I don't know how else to describe this. but like I said, I see nails. I see something that looks like it's not a. It might be a sledgehammer. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not a regular hammer, and it's not a pick. It's something that looks different, but it's the same kind of. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
It's bigger than a regular hammer. Anyway, and I want to say that you may hear about this before the end of the month. That it's something where it's either somebody already knows you or it's a job you've already applied for, and somebody ends up having to they either quit suddenly or there's some kind of change that's fairly abrupt, and so and they start going down the line, and I'm hearing March, so it feels like you may hear from them before the end of this month.
Okay. Is this anything like stable or long term?
This feels like it's something that would be, I want to say it's 3 to 4 months, but that it will lead to something else. The other thing is, if you haven't told all of your friends and even former employers that you're looking for something, put the word out there, because I feel like this is either a familiar company or somebody you've had some type of contact with already. And then this 3 or 4 month gig is going to lead to something that will end up being permanent. The other thing is that this is going to segue into you getting a supervisory type position. So it's not this one that you're doing, but it's the one that comes from this with that 3 to 4 number, you know, 3 or 4 months or whatever that is, that number 3 to 4, those come up. So March, April,
okay.
3 to 4. But that position that comes after this one is the one that will potentially put you into a supervisory role. So there are good things coming for you. Be patient, but keep putting the word out. Okay.
Okay.
I know that you're somebody who wants to work, and you're not just sitting around waiting. I know that you've kind of already been telling people, and you kind of feel like, okay, I'm going to not talk about this for a while because you feel like your friends are tired of hearing it. But you know, if there's somebody that you've been thinking, I should call this guy, go ahead and call, okay? You know, I almost feel like there's a former employer who doesn't know that you're available, and he's looking for somebody. So it's that kind of a feeling.
Okay, I will.
Okay, all right. Okay,
all right.
So good luck. Keep me posted, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thanks,
okay,
Sherman.
You're so welcome, Sherman.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank
and then our next caller tonight is going to be Wendy. Wendy's calling about money. Wendy, you're live with Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Wendy. I'm doing great. Okay, so how can I help you?
Well, I was wondering if you see my finances improving this year.
Okay. So, you know, the thing is that I'm actually seeing that there's a feeling of you wanting to hold on to your money, and I understand that completely. I also feel like this has for some reason been a time for you where you've had to put a lot of money out, and I feel like there's one more thing that may require some more payment. But I feel like you're coming to the end of this, and that after that things will start to kind of flow again for you, that it'll be you know, things kind of back to normal and you're not having to put money out for these extra things. It almost feels like if you, and this is the analogy that I'm getting, but, you know, like if you own an apartment building and all of a sudden, like all of a sudden the plumbing has to be done and now the wiring has to be done and you have to repaint it and you have to do all of these things and you're putting all this money out, whereas you're used to just like the money just kind of flowing in on a steady basis. And so you've had to do all of these things with putting all of this money out, and there may be one more little, you know, one more little thing that needs to be done, like maybe the windows need to be done. And then when you're done with that, then it's all done, and the money just starts coming back in, and we're back into the status quo and the flow of money. So that's the analogy that I'm being given to share with you, that that things will start to finally level out again. And I want to say by May, June, things will finally feel like you're on an even keel again. And you'll get to start making some decisions about, well, what would I like to do now? Versus I feel like, you know, it's like you've had to invest in whatever these projects or these things are that you've had to pay for. And that now things will start to kind of move back into that normal flow. And then you can start enjoying yourself again. So, you know, I want to say try not to be stressed about this. It's, you know, money is energy. It goes out and it comes in. And I use this analogy a lot. You know, when we get up in the morning, we don't go to the ocean. We don't go to the beach to find out if the tide came in. We just expect that it's going to come in and it's going to go out and it's going to come in and it's going to go out. And if you can think about money in that way, money is also an energy, just like the ocean tide is an energy. It comes in and it goes out. So allow yourself to kind of just trust that flow exists, and it will until the end of time. So it's been going out, but it's coming back in.
Well, thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Wendy,
good
for
night.
Your call. Good luck to you. Have a good night. And Kathy is calling about an insurance claim.
Yeah.
Kathy, you are live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. I'm doing great. How can I help you?
I'm displaced from my home. It's about 3.5 months now, and I've got one runaround after the other from the insurance company. I received a verbal agreement that they would pay the contractor, the second contractor that I had submitted the estimate into, and now they're reneging on it. I'm waiting to speak to an assistant VP to see if he's going to make it right or what's going to happen. So what do you see? Because I'm so stressed.
Okay. So take a breath. Okay. Breathe. Because it's going to be okay. So the first thing that comes up is, was this communication in an email or was it a phone conversation? Because if you have a record of when this phone conversation took place or this email, I mean, obviously, if it were an email or if it were a letter, then you have your proof and they're going to have to pay it anyway. If it was just a verbal conversation, then you may have to get some legal representation. It's because the insurance company is going to pay as little as they feel they have to pay. Okay. I do get that they're going to take responsibility for this ultimately. It's just whether or not they're going to make you, you know, if you're going to have to pursue it legally or if they're going to just take responsibility and do it. And right now that's a question mark. It just depends on how much ammunition you have.
The actual, it was a verbal stating that they would pay the estimate. However, I have a ton of emails going back and forth with issues and problems. And then when they did do the verbal and he reneged after he spoke to the contractor, I followed up. It was actually just yesterday with a long email of everything that happened, what transpired, et cetera. So I have everything but, of course, the verbal. But I received two verbals from this guy that he was going to do things that he hadn't, and then another verbal from another person that I have paper trail decently.
Okay. And so I wouldn't worry, okay, but I would suggest that you go ahead and contact a lawyer and see if you can get some help with this. The reason that I'm suggesting that is you may only need to have a lawyer write a letter to them, okay? I don't feel like this is going to be a long, drawn-out process. I do feel like it's going to be handled, and I do feel like it's going to be taken care of for you. It's just, it's not that, how do I put this? This just got more messy and costly than the insurance adjuster expected initially. That's all. But it's still ultimately their responsibility.
Right. So you don't think the assistant VP is going to make it right? I'm going to have to jump through more hoops over him?
I think, you know, my impression about him is I just feel like he's going to put this off as long as possible. So I don't expect him to call you back. I mean, I would love it if he calls you back tomorrow or Friday. But my impression right now is this is going to get pushed aside for now. And that, you know, I would say give him a week, two at the most, and then, you know, try again. He doesn't want to go to court. He wants, you know, he wants to avoid that. So it's still a question mark right now. And, you know, ultimately I am seeing them taking responsibility for this. I just, right now, energetically, I'm not sure how hard or easy that's going to be. I still feel like ultimately it's not going to be a difficult process for you. It's just the timeliness of it. That's really the question mark.
Okay.
I wish I could just say, oh, it's just going to be this, and this. But right now, there's a lot of ambiguity going on in this. There's a lot of the energy around all of this is that it's not for certain. I do see it being taken care of, and I see you being okay and everything being resolved and you being happy about it. But right now, we've got a few variables, and energetically, it's like if the VP hasn't decided, I can't tell you what he's decided because he hasn't decided yet. Does that make sense?
Well, no, it does. And what you did say about the timeline, it literally kind of makes sense because he's on vacation. He doesn't even come back till tomorrow. If he speaks to me on Friday, I would be shocked. So I didn't see it lingering into next week just because of that. So you were kind of right about it might take a week or two because he's just getting back.
Yeah.
But I'll just keep sending emails.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, remind him of how long you've been a client and the fact that you haven't really had claims before.
Yeah.
That will help.
You're absolutely
that will help.
Right.
That will absolutely help. Okay?
Okay.
It's going to be okay.
You.
Just keep breathing. Okay.
I just want to go home. You just don't know.
Well, blessings.
Thank you.
Thanks
all right,
for calling,
you take
Kathy.
Good care.
Rebecca, we have 2.5 minutes left. I know that we would just not get through the next caller in 2.5 minutes, so I want to remind everybody, number one, thank you very, very much for tuning in. Rebecca, we'll be back next month to take your calls. If your call was not answered tonight, she would still like to talk to you. You can book a session online at iamrebecca.com. All of the links to get all things Rebecca are right here on the show page, so just click if you'd like to book a private reading. She can do it on Skype, telephone, or in person. You can follow her Facebook fan page, and she's got a gorgeous new website. So if you go there, it will easily guide you through all things Rebecca. You can also buy her book, The List, on Amazon.com. It's a great way to start taking charge of your life. Rebecca, got about a minute left. Any closing thoughts for the night before we say good night?
Well, just that this is a really, really good time to focus on the things that you want to come to fruition. So in other words, everything's blooming. So if you can think about springtime as a perfect time to put those seeds in place so they have time to grow and blossom into the dreams that you have, you know, creating your reality based on the dreams that you have, this is a really great time to set those intentions, especially with the eclipse and now we've got the full moon. So if you're thinking about doing that, or you're thinking, oh, I want to put some type of game plan into action, this is a really good time to do that. The other thing I want to mention is if you're in Northern California and you want to see me for a private session, I will be in my Northern California office at the end of April, April 23rd and 24th, I believe it is. If you'd like to schedule with me there, please, you can contact me through my website, iamrebecca.com. I know that I've only got a few appointments left for that weekend. And then otherwise, if you want to schedule a phone session, I'm available by phone and Skype. And then I've also got my office in Orange County, California.
So just click on the links to Rebecca's website, and it's going to give you all of that information. So people do that. And then, Rebecca, thank you very much. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for Rated LGBT Radio with my co-host Rob Watson. We're welcoming Luke Loy of the Learning Channel, TLC's reality TV. And I can't believe tonight is already over. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And please tune in for the rest of the week. Have a great evening. And thank you, Rebecca. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
You've been listening to
Bye-bye.
Rated G Radio.